This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Today, our live music edition, giving you two bands instead of one. We just heard the Small Ponds. And now welcome Filthy Bird, Rene Mendoza on vocals, Brian Heron on guitar, Jim Bob Aiken on the drums, and Mike During on bass. And welcome all of you, Filthy Bird, to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Rene, I'd like to get you to explain the relationship between the Small Ponds and Filthy Bird and how this whole project came about.
Well, we actually had a show set up together that Caitlin set up for us at Marsh Woodwinds in Raleigh, a really intimate, awesome venue where the owner like sets up food and everyone brings their own wine and stuff. It's a really lovely place. And we got to talking and Brian decided, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if we recorded a song together and put it out as a split 7-inch. And then that kind of got going into our heads as like, maybe we could do this as a crowdfunded thing. So we put on the live show. The crowd pays a slightly higher fee to come to the show, maybe than a regular show. And then with the funds that we get from that, we record a 7-inch and send it to the people in the audience.
The idea is not to have you play together as a kind of a mega band, but you are on one side and they're on the other.
That's right.
I thought, if you had one more band, if you had the Dirty Little Heaters, then you could be Filthy Little Ponds. I'm just saying. And you're doing this on vinyl, right? So
that, which That's is, right. Yeah. And this will actually be our first recording to vinyl. So we're really excited about it.
Very cool. And it's. I thought it was going to be kind of a one and done little fad. I'm a little surprised, not that it's popular, but that it's still popular. I think
right.
That's the idea. It's still kind of catching on.
With vinyl, you mean?
Vinyl, yeah.
It's actually kind of having a resurgence, which is exciting because of all the digital,
right.
The music. It makes it harder for musicians to actually earn a living or make money with music. So it's kind of a way to give a kickback to something that we all respect a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's very cool. Will you play something for us now?
Absolutely. This is a song from the new song that's going to be on the 7-inch.
Every week
live on the State of Things. Well, I have to say it's a cool effect, but probably not what you had in mind. You know, I think having two bands in here, trying to get it wider out, we lost a little bit of your vocal on that. But honestly, it's a cool effect. That is not how it's going to sound on the vinyl, I'm guessing.
I wasn't sure, but I couldn't hear my vocals, but that's okay.
I just want to let everybody know that I think we got two bands and two sets of equipment. I think that's what's going on here. So if you heard that, nice effect. I would say if you want to do the studio mix after the club mix, we call that. This is the club mix that just went out today. Renee, now you and Brian are married too, so we've got all these couples on the program. Tell us how you met.
Well, we met on Valentine's Day in 2004, actually. I was playing at the Aces Basement of the Coliseum Motel in Greensboro, of all places. I was playing a show. I sang John Lennon's Love a cappella, and he was in the audience, and he really liked it. So he came up to me after the show and said, "Hey, I'm Brian," and we had mutual friends. And a couple weeks after that, we went on our first date, and that was kind of it.
Wow, and you were living in a house called the Pine Box up there, pretty infamous place.
It's pretty infamous, yeah, for Greensboro. It's a place where a lot of musicians and artists live for a really long time, and we kind of hold up. If they're lucky, yeah. I don't think we had any casualties that I know of, but we had a little studio in the attic, and we basically made our first music there. We recorded. And that's the beginning of the band.
That's a pretty rough environment in a lot of ways. I mean, is that something you have to sort of struggle through and you're sort of glad to be out of? How does it play into your creative process today, just the whole memory of that?
It's kind of Phoenix from the flames. You know, it was kind of a rough start, but it was also the one of the most creative and beautiful times of things, and where we really kind of defined who we are now. And when you get to a certain point, you grow up and you look back on things and you're like, I don't really need some of this stuff anymore. And you move on and you hopefully are a little bit more productive.
Well, let's hear some of that produce right now. Would you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bird live on the State of Things. And on the State of Things today, two bands, Filthy Bird, The Small Pond, is going to be on a split track. What's next for the split track series? You're putting more together than that, right?
We're working on it. We're working on trying to get another couple lined up. I think we're working on one for the fall. So hopefully October. We haven't nailed down the bands yet, but we are working on it. So
these days you're near Graham, between Greensboro and Alamance, Durham and Alamance County, and you've opened a guitar shop there. Tell us about the guitar shop.
Well, we about a year and a half ago, we kind of looked at each other and said, I think it's time to move out of Greensboro and maybe try some new things. So we kind of went to the middle of nowhere. We ended up in Eli Whitney, and we were driving around one day, and we ended up in downtown Graham. And there's a bunch of for rent signs in this really cute kind of historic downtown district area. And I said, you know what, Brian, like, you've been doing this stuff that you do for people for so long, and you have so much history doing it, and people really respect what you do. Why don't we start a business? And he was really into the idea. So,
and what he'd been doing was making and fixing guitars?
Yeah. He had 10 years of experience basically repairing guitars for people in New York and also here, and then building guitars at Roscoe Guitars in Greensboro, North Carolina, bass guitars, actually. So, he said, I think I'd like to do that. And we took a really big leap of faith and did it in about 30 days. We got everything together and just real grassroots style DIY, put the space together and started a business.
I would think for a business like that, You have to be around a lot of people because, you know, a small percentage need their guitars fixed or built for them. How does it work? Does it matter where you are? Can you be in a small place and keep it going? I don't know how to get you to a mic. Here, oh, you can. Yeah.
I think it does matter where you are, actually. And the location that we chose is really convenient to both the Triad and the Triangle. So it's been really beneficial. And
I just lost my headphones, so I'm going to go freestyle.
Okay, I'll tell you how it sounds.
Okay, yeah, I think actually it was a total accident to end up in Graham. But if you look at it on a map, it's equidistant from Greensboro, Durham, and Chapel Hill. It really kind of worked out because I kind of think, you know, if I had moved, you know, a mile east, I would have lost some business from Burlington and Greensboro. If I moved a mile west, I would have lost, you know, Chapel Hill and Durham. Everybody complains about the drive about equally.
That's
so it's good. You know, I have.
You wanted
to
make it fair to everyone.
A lot of fun billboards to see along the way, though.
Yeah. You never know when the end of days is coming. And, you know, if you're coming to my shop, there's plenty of billboards to let you know.
That sounds great.
But, it really kind of worked out that way because, I mean, you know, I'm dependent on the thriving music scenes of Greensboro, Chapel Hill, Durham, and, you know, the more local Graham and Burlington scenes. So it's been great.
I want to leave you time to play us out, but I want to remind everybody that Rene Mendoza is on vocals in the Filthy Bird, Brian Heron on guitar, Jim Bob Aiken on the drums, Mike During on bass. You can see them live at the Hopscotch Festival in Raleigh in September. Visit filthybird.com for more on the band. Thanks so much for being on the program today. If you want to hear more about our program or watch us on the web, and we're a riot to watch on the web, stateofthings.org. I smile from behind a microphone, and that's all that happens. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Filthy Bird.